From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Village of Catskill and City of Hudson are among 13 municipalities statewide to receive funding for water infrastructure improvements, according to a statement released by the governor's office December 17th. The Environmental Facilities Corporation is distributing more than $24 million through the Water Infrastructure Improvement Act. Catskill was awarded just under $3 million and Hudson nearly $322,000. Catskill Village President Vincent Seely said, and I quote, "We are very excited we are a recipient of the grant. We still have some legwork to do on our end before we can move forward," end quote. The village project involves making improvements to its water plant and to replace the water main beneath Main Street, Seely said. He said the project is likely to divide into four segments and cost a total of $5 million. In Hudson, the funds will go toward finishing a long-term project to improve water lines on Washington, Carroll, and Short Streets on the city's north side. Public Works Superintendent Rob Perry said Harry Howard Avenue, where a new 12-inch main was installed in 2004, continues to be fed with smaller lines. He said, and I quote, "We will have a 12-inch trunk line on Warren to 7th, down Washington and over to Harry Howard," end quote. "With all the lines at 12 inches, the water flow will improve," he said. The total cost will be $536,000. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The chair of Ulster County Republican Committee, Roger Rasko, is calling for Democratic Elections Commissioner Ashley Dittus to recuse herself from the hand recount of ballots in the district attorney's race. Rasko alleges that Dittus' recent comments about the process indicate that she cannot be objective. He said it was clear she, and I quote, "has a bias and has already made a predetermination about the recount," end quote. In addition to her duties at the Board of Election, Dittus is also the secretary of the Ulster County Democratic Committee. Democrat David Clegg currently leads the race by 79 votes. Upon learning on December 17th that Republican Michael J. Kavanaugh would not waive a recount in that race, Dittus was quoted as saying, "the votes Kavanaugh needs to win," and I quote, "will not materialize out of thin air, and this recount will be an expensive and time-consuming exercise when the process has already proved time and again to have been accurate and transparent," end quote. Kavanaugh said this week he would not waive a recount after, and I quote, "much reflection and consideration," end quote, because he has an obligation to the thousands of voters who supported him to let the process play out. Dittus said the recount began Wednesday and that, and I quote, "not one irregularity was found with hundreds of ballots counted," end quote. The recount could take up to a month and is expected to cost $16,000 to $20,000. As the current chief assistant DA, Kavanaugh will become acting district attorney if the mandatory recount is not completed by January 1st. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. WRGB-TV is reporting on how the U.S. Postal Service is managing the holiday season and pending deadlines for shipping. Across the capital region this week, mail carriers will deliver 28 million packages each day. They transported 8 million packages on Sunday, December 15th alone. Postal employees start sorting mail overnight and deliveries continue through the day, in some cases up until 8 p.m. Holiday shipping deadlines are approaching. To have gifts received by December 25th via first-class mail, packages must be mailed by December 20th or via priority mail by December 21st. The deadline for priority mail express service is Monday, December 23rd. And you can read the full story at CBS6Albany.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has declared the former IBM site in Kingston, now known as Tech City, a Superfund site because of the release of asbestos into the environment. Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan, December 18th, said, and I quote, "This will be a long time in the making and will give us a lot of leverage to begin the work we need to do." Property owner Allen Ginsberg, through his actions, has essentially held our county's real economic development prospects hostage, and that is going to end, and this is a big step to ending that, end quote. The Ulster County Health Department reached out to the EPA in 2017 about issues around the asbestos abatement underway at the 92-acre site. During the removal process, many piles of debris containing the harmful silicate material were crated outdoors. Ginsburg now has until December 30th to respond to the EPA. Rallian said, and I quote, "I think he's worse than a slumlord," end quote. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.